Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 3, Episode 13. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share this podcast with someone who needs to be encouraged, uplifted, and just motivated. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to come before thee, O God, to be able to come before your throne of grace boldly, Father God. We don't have to come to you fearful, Father God, but we can come to you boldly, Father God. We can come to you and tell you what we need. We can do what the word of God says. We can cast all of our cares upon you, for you care as much for us, Father God. So whether we're dealing with anxiety, Father God, whether we're dealing with heartbreak, Father God, whether we're dealing with disappointment, Father God, whether we're dealing with physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus, mental anguish, Father God, Lord God, if we're dealing with financial problems, Father God, we can come to you and tell you all about it, Father God. Father God, that's a promise to us, Father God. You told us to cast all of our cares upon you, for you care so much for us, Father God. You said that to us, Father God. You're letting us know that you care about us, Father God. You're letting us know that you love us, Father God. You're letting us know, Father God, even the little minute things that may seem like it's insignificant, may seem like it's just stupid. You care about those things as well. Anything that causes us to be upset, anything that causes us to change our disposition, Father God, you care about that, Father God. There's a lot of hurting people, Father God, in this world on today, Father God. Father God, people are dealing with a lot of stuff, Father God. People have a lot of things on their plate, Father God. Father God, people are stressed out because the grocery store prices are expensive, Father God. But allow them to know that we serve a God that's on the throne. We serve a God that has all power in his hand. We serve a God that's rich, that has everything that we need. We serve a God that said he will supply our every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We serve a God that's called Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So allow us to remember, Father God, whatever we need, Father God, whether it's a new vehicle, an apartment, a house, Father God, a new business office, Father God. It doesn't matter. Maybe it's a new dress. Maybe you want to get a new wig, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe somebody wants to get a weave, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Maybe someone wants to pamper themselves and go get a, have a spa day, go get their nails done, their feet done. Maybe someone wants to go get a facial or a massage, Father God, but maybe they don't have the funds to do these things. And I know some people may think, well, that's not important. But you never know what other people are going through. And for someone to be able to go get something like a massage that they've never had to help them to decompress. If someone is stressed out and they could go and get their nails done and their feet done and have somebody to make them feel better. That's a lot of stress that could come off of that person. That's something, Father God, at that time where people are not thinking about what they're going through. That's a time where most people are relaxed, Father God. So I pray and ask you, Father God, that regardless of what we need from you, Father God, allow us to remember it doesn't matter what happens to the gas prices. It doesn't matter what happens in this grocery stores, Father God. Father God, allow us to remember that we serve the Almighty God. Allow us to remember that we serve Abba Father. Allow us to remember that we serve a God that is rich in heaven and rich on earth, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all those that dwell therein. Allow us to know, because we belong to the Lord, whatever is God is ours. Father God, you said the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the just. We have been justified. We have been sanctified. We have been rectified, oh God. So I pray that you will loose, Father God, that wealth, oh God, and allow that wealth to start coming to our hands. Allow that wealth to come into our mailboxes. Allow that wealth to come into our bank accounts, Father God. Allow us just to start getting miraculous deposits in our bank accounts, Father God. Allow us to start getting checks and cashier's checks and money orders in our mailboxes, Father God. Allow us to be in a grocery store. Allow us to be in a department store and allow someone to bless us. Allow us to be at the gas station and allow someone to bless us. Maybe someone says, you know what, God told me to pay for your tank of gas for today. Lord God, whatever it is that you want to do for us, however you want to bless us, allow us not to renege on your blessings. Allow us not to turn your blessings away, because your blessings may not look like what we expected to look like. Your blessings may not come from the people we expected to come from. It could come from a stranger. It could come from the person we least expected. It could come from a homeless person. Lord God, if you could use a donkey in the Bible, you can use anyone, oh God. So help us to stay open to you, Father God, so we don't miss our blessings, oh God. Allow us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to get caught up in who's blessing us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Allow us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, not to allow pride to get into the way, Father God, because sometimes you're trying to bless us, but because we're so proud, Father God, we can't get the blessings that you have for us. So don't allow us to be so proud, Father God. Allow us to become more humble, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Allow us to drop at your feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to serve you all the days of our life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to connect to your Father God even more, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to become stronger in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Help us to become more anchored in you, Father God, unmovable, Father God, steadfast in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So I just come and ask you for transformation on today. I pray that you will transform minds, oh God, transform hearts, transform souls, transform spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You know those who are hurting, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You know how to take away that hurt, how to take away that pain. You know how to take away that disappointment. You know how to take away that grief, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Sometimes we're grieving people who are still alive, because maybe we don't have a relationship any longer with that person. Maybe we're grieving, Father God, the fact that we lost a job that we truly loved, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So Father God, people could be grieving, Father God, but they're grieving for different things and different ways, Father God. So no matter what we go through, Father God, help us just to cast our cares upon you. No matter what we go through, Father God, just help us to know that you are our shield. You are our buckler, Father God. You are our fortress. You are our shelter in the time of storm. Allow us to know that you are Jehovah Jireh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will provide for us, Father God, that you will do exceeding and abundantly above all that we think or ask, according to the power that is at work in us, Father God. So if your Holy Ghost power is at work in us, oh God, that means, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you're going to do exceeding and abundantly, oh God, above all that we think or ask. We can't think large enough, oh God. We can't ask big enough of you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, you don't never need to be replenished, oh God. You never feel weak, oh God. You never get feeble, Lord God. You never are insufficient or in lack, oh God. You are always filled up past the brim, oh God. You are always overflowing with blessings. You are always overflowing with miracles. You are always overflowing with healing. You are always overflowing with deliverance. You are always overflowing with breakthrough. Whatever we need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, all we have to do is come to you by faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And just to make sure what we're asking you, Father God, is in alignment with your word. It is in alignment with your will for our lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to pray according to your will for our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And when we pray for other people, Father God, give us the words to say, Father God, for those people, Father God. The words that's going to make a difference in their lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I pray, Father God, for those who don't know you in a pardon of their sin. I pray, Father God, that you will grab a hold of them, oh God. I pray that you will transform them and turn them around, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, Father God, that you will save them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Save them, Father God, from a burning hell, Father God. Save them from the lake of fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for souls right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for every backslider, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone who has turned away from you, Father God, to go serve another God. I pray for that person, oh God, in their soul, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will reverse everything, Father God, that's not like you, oh God. I pray that you will reverse every decision, Father God. I pray that you will reverse every prognosis and diagnosis, Father God, that so someone may have gotten on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, someone may have went to the bank, Father God, to get a loan, but maybe it's a personal loan, Father God. Maybe they try to go get a mortgage, oh God, and they were turned down, Father God. I pray that you will reverse it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, what the enemy meant for evil, Lord God, you're going to turn it around. Father God, you're going to reverse it, Father God, and you're going to, Father God, use it for our own good, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just pray in the name of Jesus that you'll reverse everything, Father God. You have a way of reversing things, oh God. You have a way of putting things in order, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Order our steps, oh God. Order our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help our lives to be according to thy will, Father God. Help us to walk up right before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I just thank you and I praise you, Father God. I thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God. I praise you and I honor you and I glorify you, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Don't be afraid to go to God and tell him what you need. Don't be afraid to go to God and tell him what you want. We serve a sovereign God. We serve a God that's larger than every galaxy put together. We serve a God that never runs dry. His well never runs dry. His oil never runs out. We serve a God that can do it for you and for me and everyone else and still have plenty to give out. So go to God on today and tell him what you need. Go to God by faith on today and tell him what you want. If you want to start traveling, go and tell God, God, help me to start traveling to see your beautiful world. If you want to start being a motivational speaker, God, help me to get noticed. Help people to start asking me to come to their conferences. Whatever it is that you want from God on today, you go to him. Whether you need your business to be blessed, whether you need your ministry to be blessed, whether you need your podcast to be blessed, whether you need your family members to be saved, whatever it is that you need from the Lord, go to him and cast all of your cares upon him. Don't carry it around. God doesn't want you to carry it around. He doesn't want you to be overloaded with stuff and with things. He wants you to give it to him because he's never overwhelmed. He's never stressed out. He never goes through depression or anxiety. So give it to God and leave it with God. Don't give it to him and then pick it back up after you give it to him. No, you give it to him. You believe by faith that he's going to work it out. He has already worked it out. You just have to wait patiently for it to come to fruition, and you go on and live your life. Live your life like it's golden. Live your life like you know your life is blessed. Live your life like you know that you are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Live your life as you know, as if you know that you're the only one. You're the only one. Think about it like this, that you're the only one. God is only thinking about you at this moment. That's how you have to look at it. Yes, it's billions of people in this world, but right now, because I need God. I believe God is looking down upon me. And that's how you have to believe that I have given it to God. God has it. God is going to fix it. God is going to reverse it. He's going to make a way. He's going to deliver. He's going to do whatever I need him to do. So believe that on today. Believe that on today. And God bless you. And God bless you.